Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tell everybody what your husband wants to share with you.
Out of nowhere, my husband says, I think you should play my video game with me.
I think Aww. You should play my video game with me.
Now, I'm not just a person who's shown no interest in video games. I pretty actively hate them for a number of different reasons. So he says, I want you to play my video game with me. I said, why?
What video game is it?
Diablo 4.
Oh, for okay. What system?
You don't know what system you have?
It's white.
Well, they're all white.
They're all white
okay.
now.
Is there green on it?
No. I want to say it's PlayStation.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll circle back around to this.
Okay. I said, why do you want me to play video games with you? And this is what pissed me off the most. He said, I think you'd like it.
Why would that piss you off? You might like it.
Gavin, I'm not going to like it, okay?
Why?
See, now you sound like him. Why? Because I have zero interest in it. Because it doesn't seem fun to me. Because I don't care about video games.
Video games have great stories now.
I don't want that
and
story.
And Diablo 4 is a great
okay,
story.
It's a cinematic
really,
experience.
The story
is you go through dungeons and you try to fight Diablo himself.
Okay, he is not selling it well. I don't know anything about Diablo, but for instance, The Last of Us.
Okay.
I would love for you to either play or watch me play The Last of Us. I would love it if you played it, but if you don't want to, I'd be able to just do it so you could just enjoy the story.
Okay. For what you've described of The Last of Us, that story does seem like it could maybe be interesting in a movie, not really a video game, but
it's better
than
a video game.
The Diablo, from what I can tell, that's not a story that would interest me at all. Like, if there was a movie about this, I'd never want to watch that movie.
If you are a woman who it can either relate to what Katie's problem is or somebody even better that has given into it, call or text us 916-909-1065. Please do it right now. We'd love to talk to you. How is this any different than if you were said to him, hey, you know what I think you'd really like and I would love it if you watched it with me? Real Housewives. Or The Bachelor.
I don't watch The Bachelor.
But there are tons of women who've done that to their men.
And I would never be one of those women. I know that. See, here's the difference. I know he wouldn't like that. So I would never ask him to do that. I don't want to sit there and watch with somebody who doesn't want to go back and watch the naked, wasted Gretchen episode of Real Housewives of Orange County.
Right. Maybe you don't, okay. But you know women who have.
Sure.
There's no difference. I think there's no difference in that.
I think the difference is me.
Well, okay. But he wants to do it with you.
See, and this
he
is why
he wants to share it with you.
And I am even, this is another reason I'm mad. Because I like making my husband happy. I like giving him the things he wants. So now I feel like I have to do this because I want to make him friggin' happy.
You should. This text message just came in. I wish my partner would invite me to play video games with him. Even if you don't enjoy it, you should try. He wants to share something that he loves with you, someone he loves.
Okay, Gavin.
Yes.
You hate peaches.
I do.
You know you hate peaches.
I do.
Okay. Now imagine I made some sort of peach cobbler.
Uh-huh.
And I said, just try it. You might like it.
I probably won't. But if it meant like making you happy, I'd take a little nibble maybe. I don't know. 909-1065. Let's talk to Donna. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. Good morning. Love you guys.
You sound like the perfect person for this conversation.
Why?
Because you're the founder of a nonprofit of competitive video games, right?
I am. It's called College Esports, and we really focus on the workforce development piece of video gaming and esports, which is competitive video games.
And look at this. You're a woman. Why should Katie give in to this for her husband?
So, you know, it really is fun, and it's one of those things where you can actually meet new people from around the world. You learn a bunch of new cultures and experiences, and you know, it's also something you can that you can do that's fun with your significant other. And
are you somebody that watches Real Housewives?
I am not.
Okay.
You love it, so I would be happy to change.
Okay, so you would sit down and watch a season of Real Housewives with me to see if you like it.
100%.
Oh, you're
yes, 100%.
People have texted in on your side, people saying separate interests is good for relationships.
I agree.
Somebody said, Katie, you're 1,000,000% right. Stick to your guns, which, by the way, Stick to Your Guns, great video game. You should check it out. Beautiful storyline and a love story.
Wait.
And Gretchen has a naked scene in that as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.